Yes.
Hi, Heidi. How are you?
Hi there.
Welcome to Heidi Hesse's Plano Home and Workplace. The independent contractor has been a virtual agent for a dozen years or so, working for web and phone survey companies and businesses from hotels to Office Depot.
And there's mine.
Thank you for calling Office Depot. This is Heidi. How may I help you?
For this customer service and order taking assignment, Hess says she studied Office Depot catalogs, literature, and business procedures. She has computer access to client accounts and contact numbers to help resolve problems she cannot. She says it's not like the bricks and mortar call center work she did part-time in college.
Typically, the mentality of someone who's working in a call center is this is a temporary job. For myself and most of that, I think all the people that I've ever worked with in a virtual call center, it's a career choice that they've made. It's not a disposable job.
Hess works a flexible 40 to 45 hour week in her closed home office, earns in the $30,000+ range, but saves on business clothes, a second car, and insurance and gas. She gets no health insurance. Next to her high-speed computer is a router switch, her invaluable lightweight headset, and a muted TV monitor. Tuned to news or the weather channel, it's not for entertainment.
So if someone's calling because their delivery is late, or they say, well, it's 4:30 and my delivery still hasn't come today, and I can say, oh, I know you guys are having terrible weather in Kansas. I bet that the driver's on his way. It's just that you guys just had like 3 inches of rain in the last 2 hours. And that makes them go, oh, yeah, okay. And they feel a connection with that. So that's why I have that up, so I know what's going on around the country. And I can reference that if I need to.
At 39, Hess is older, more experienced, and better educated than typical call center operators. She's not the young mother in a busy household, which is what people expect, says Tim Holney. He's the CEO of Plano-based Working Solutions that counts Heidi Hess among its 22 or so thousand contractors who take calls for various clients.
We try to focus on more of the higher value transactions that require a dynamic thinking agent that will enable them to get higher results, whether it's in an enrollment program, a sales program.
Holney says better service from home-based workers warrants higher salaries and still saves companies 20 to 30% off centralized call centers. His company's grown rapidly over the last year and a half since Dell moved some of its offshore call centers back to the U.S. Professor Michael Davis at SMU's Cox School of Business considers the growth of at-home workers a positive but relatively small trend. Out of some 4 million call center agents in the U.S., about 100,000 work at home.
Virtual call centers really give more options to everybody. There are more people, a bigger pool of people who might be able to do this kind of work. So if you've got a population of, for example, retired people, this can be a win-win situation for everybody.
Even, says Hess, if some of her callers may seem like losers.
A guy who wanted to know how come he couldn't have a reservation that was beachside in Orlando. And I said, Orlando doesn't have beaches. And he said, but it's a very thin state.
Hess loves the job of successfully handling problems customers need solved. She does not like making cold or sales calls, and so she won't. For KERA 90.1, I'm Bill Zeeble.